Good morning. That cold front that brought all the rain to the region yesterday is now sweeping off the eastern seaboard. It's drying out nicely behind the front, but it's also cooling down considerably as temperatures this morning are a solid 15 to 20 degrees colder than what it was yesterday, and most places are starting in the upper 20s and lower 30s this morning. We have a bit of a west-northwest breeze kicking in at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, which will help dry things out, but a little bit of moisture trapped in the low levels of the atmosphere will be wrung out as a few rain or snow showers today. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy, and temperatures will reach on average into the lower to mid-40s. Overnight tonight, a reinforcing shot of colder air as that moves in. We'll see scattered snow showers, and the wind will pick up out of the northwest and become gusty, driving temperatures down into the teens and lower 20s. This will leave us with a cold day tomorrow for the middle of March. Temperatures will only be in the upper 20s and lower 30s, despite a mix of sun and clouds, a few flurries passing by, and a gusty northwest wind only adding to the chill at times over 20 miles per hour. On Friday, continued cool but dry with a mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s, before another system, an Alberta Clipper, works its way through the northern plains and Great Lakes and into our region for Saturday. We'll have a good chance of rain and snow on Saturday with highs staying in the 30s before we dry it out for St. Patrick's Day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 30s. Dry on Monday around 40 with another chance of rain and snow arriving on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flood watches and warnings have been issued for northwestern Washington State. Rainfall is expected to continue through at least tomorrow. There's been 2 to almost 4 inches of rain over the Olympic Mountains, with 1 to 2 inches of rain over the Northern Cascades in the last 1 to 2 days. And there's still 1 to 2 inches of rain in the forecast over the same areas, with snow levels near 6,000 feet. Lighter amounts of rain are expected elsewhere in the Cascades and the lowlands of western Washington. Elsewhere, a high wind warning is out for the Rocky Mountain front in Montana for wind gusts up to 65 miles per hour, and a winter weather advisory has been issued for the Laurel Highlands of Pennsylvania and West Virginia for 3 to 5 inches of snow this morning. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a water spout from an airport was at Niigata Airport in Japan back on Sunday, February 24th. The last report of hail is at Kostanay, Kazakhstan at 4 a.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 27 degrees with a west wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 27. 78% relative humidity, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.86 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Thermal and Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 3 below zero at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 50s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 45, that's 12 degrees above normal. 81 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, no snow. 10.8 inches of snow for the month, that's 5.8 inches above normal, and 41.5 inches for the season, which is 10 inches of snow below normal. There were 20 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 359, and for the season 4,897. The average high temperature in Albany today 43 degrees, the average low 24. The record high 70 set in 2012 and in 1946, and the record low 6 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:59 p.m., 11 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy, with a few rain or snow showers today, and highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s. Cloudy, with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy, with a few rain or snow showers today, and highs near 50. Cloudy with a few rain or snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows near 20. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the upper teens to lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold, a few flurries and snow showers only in the upper 20s and lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with rain and snow likely Saturday in the mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday, upper 30s to around 40. And a chance of rain and snow again on Tuesday in the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.